Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Reishis Agez, Halacha Aleph. We begin a new topic that's going to carry us till the end of this volume. About 40 pages. A lot of interesting things. Today's learning is dedicated L'Iloi Nishmas, Harav Yitzchak Aharon B'Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer, Rabbi Albert Zichron Livracha, who was a Rav in a shul in New York in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, when it wasn't easy to be a Jew in New York, especially not a Rav. And he was a pillar of simcha for his family, for Klal Yisrael, should be a Melitz Toiv for the family and for all of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Nelson Zal says, Halacha Aleph, Al Pi HaTorah Tfila L'Chavakuk. This halacha will be based on chapter 19 in Likutei Moran. Ki halavushin shenasin migizas tzemer hein bechinas halachos. The clothing that's made from the wool that we shear off sheep is similar in concept to halachos that we derive from the Gemara. Kemufa b'maymar tehila al pasuk ucharoche lefnei goizezeho. As Rabbi Nizal quotes this pasuk in chapter 12 in Likutei Moran, where the Gemara defines the Torah Shebaal Peh like a sheep right before you shear its wool. There's a full amount of wool there to be shorn, and when you shear it, what happens? It grows back, and there's new wool to be shorn. So too, when a person learns Torah Shebaal Peh, we derive halachas from it, and then we learn more, we derive new halachos, more halachos. The Gemara is compared to a rochel, a sheep, lefnei goizeseho, bechinas kivosim lilvushecho. And also Rabbeinu Zal there quotes a pasuk which says, sheep for your clothing. Vizeh bechinas chaluka derabonon. This is also a term that's used in the Gemara, in Sifrei Kapola, the garment of rabbis, referring to their Torah. Their Torah is the respectable garment that clothes them. Their Torah, their mitzvahs, V'alkein hamalbushim heim tikun u'shmira min aklipois. Kemuva b'divar Rabbeinu Nerior. And therefore, a person's clothing is a protection and a tikun for any klipois that would want to attach themselves to the person, as Rabbi Nizal mentions in several places. V'heim b'chinas tikkun abris. And a person's clothing also reflects the tikkun abris of the person. Dahainu, meaning, kishehabigodim nekiim koroi. When the clothing is clean, really perfectly clean, the way it should be, b'chinas bigodim levonim, white garments, heim b'chinas tikkun abris. That represents purity in tikkun abris. Kimavur b'maymar hayman, as is expressed in chapter 29 in Likutei Moran. Whereas chas v'shalom, a person has stains on their clothing, that represents pigamabris, the stains of pigamabris. There's a famous statement in the Gemara, a Talmud Chacham, who has a certain type of stain on his garment, is chayev misa chas v'shalom. Ukamei shekosuv, and as it says by Adam and Chava, Vayas Hashem Aleikim LaAdam LaIshtoi Kosnos Oyer VaYalbishem. After they ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem made for them garments of leather, and Hashem clothed them. The targuma that is Ubosar Dechavu. After they sinned, Avad Lahoin, Hashem made this clothing for them to serve as a protection. Nimtza Shehem bebechinas tikun shenase achar hatshuva. So we see that the clothing is related to the repair that's done after a person does tshuva. Ki ikar achizas hasitra achra humin hamachloikis. We know that one of the main things that causes vulnerability to the sitra achra is machloikis, which means arguments. People, the opposite of peace. Kihem bebechinas machlekes, because the sitra achra is referred to as machlekes, division. The kedusha is referred to as oneness, achdus, and the sitrachra is referred to as pirud, separation, or machlokes. Kimuva b'maymar v'yase v'likim, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 62 in Likud Imran. V'chol zeh nase al yidei pigam etz hadas. And all of these things, machlokes, klipos, pigam abris, is all a result of the pigam of the etz hadas, shehu b'chinas pigam abris, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us was also related to pigam abris. And the partaking from the Eitz Hadas caused a mixing up of good and bad, and as a result, the das, the intellect, became confused, mixed up. And that's what causes machlekes, arguments, lack of unity among people. Shehu me eruv hadas. It's from a mixing up of the das, umishom yenikosam, and it's from there that the klipos are able to draw power. V'alkein, and therefore, hapiske halochos, when the rabbis come out with a final decision, the rabbis, they study Torah Shebal Peh, which has in it machlokes, all kinds of arguments among the rabbis, and then when they come up with the piske halacha, with the final decision, heim tikun lazeh, that's the tikun for all of this. Kalidei shemevararin ha-halacha, because by clarifying the halacha, he-osur va-mutar, what's right and what's wrong, what's permissible, what's forbidden, umachriyin bein ha-machloike shebikdusha, and the rabbis come up with a final decision regarding a debate in the Torah, v'nase shalom, and thereby they create a peace. That also brings about a downfall to the machlokes of the sitrachra, sheyinikosam imachlokes, whereby they, the sitrachra, the klipos, they draw energy from machlokes. V'alkein, habegodim, and therefore, as we started off this paragraph, the garments, the clothing, which represent the halachos that the rabbis shear off from the Torah Shebal Peh, the conclusions, bibchinas chaluka de rabbonon, the garment of the rabbis, the clothing of the rabbis, alkein heim shmira min haklipos. This is a protection from klipos, v'heim bibchinas tikun habris. Kihein bechinas tikun hamachloikis. V'alkein tzorech litein reishis hagez lakoyen. And it's based on this that we could understand why when we shear off the wool from a sheep, the first wool is supposed to be given to the kohen. Ki hakoyen hu bechinas bris shalom. Because we find that by Pinchas, who was a grandson of Aaron HaKohen, as a result of his high level of tikun habris, standing up to defend Hashem's honor when he killed Zimri and Cosby, who were committing pigam habris publicly, Hashem gave him this gift, bris shalom. That's the wording in the pasuk. Hinini noisein loy as brisi shalom. The combination of bris and shalom. Validei reishis hagez shenoisein lekoyen. And by giving this gift to the kohen, alidei zeh nasen habegodim bebechina shalom. That makes it that any clothing that we're going to make from the wool of the sheep is in the category of shalom. Shehu bechinas psak halocha she'oise shalom ben amachloikis, which corresponds to a final decision, a psak halocha that's given that makes peace regarding a debate in Torah. V'alkein ha'hoiro nitno lakoyhanim. And this explains why the privilege of paskening halochas, to make determinations in halacha, was given especially to the kohanim, kamashakosuv, yoiru mishpotecho leYaakov. They will teach justice to the Jewish people. Mishpot means judgment, halacha. Kalidei shehem bebechina shalom, heim yecholim lehachriya hapsak halachos ulehoros. Because of the fact that the kohanim have this special bracha of shalom, they are qualified to decide, to determine psak halacha between machlokes in the Torah and to teach. Because that ability to learn Torah well, to learn the Torah Shebal Peh, where we have all of this machlekes, and be able to come out with final, clear decisions to make peace between the machlekes, that's the concept of shalom. Vazai habegodim bebechina shmira v'tikun, and then the person's clothing is in a category of a protection and a tikun. Alidei bechinas shalom, through this shalom, shehu bechinas piskei halachos. Veze bechinas isur shatneis. And based on this, we'll understand why the Torah says that it's forbidden to put together wool and linen in one garment. Kitzorich lishmor habegodim mimachloikes. Because we have to guard and protect our clothing from machloikes. From conflict, controversy. Hainu, tzemer upishtim, shehem bechinas machlekes. And these two, wool and linen, are an example of machlekes. Ki hem shnei hafochim kanal, because they are two opposites. The Torah tells us that when Cain and Hevel decided to bring a gift offering to Hashem, Hevel brought from the choicest of his possessions. He brought from the sheep, from the wool, and Cain brought pishton, linen, which was considered the cheapest. So the Torah presents these two as opposites, wool and linen. Wool represents chesed, the whiteness of the wool. Linen represents dinim. Pishton, linen, flax is a concept of dinim. Kanal behilchas kilei begodim, as Rav Nosson Zal discussed a few pages back in the laws of, when he spoke about the laws of shatnez. V'habegodim tzrichen liyois bebechinas shalom. We have to see to it that our clothing should reflect peace, shalom. V'alkein hakoyhein b'shas avoida she'oz hu betachlis hashalom. And therefore, a koyhein, who we just saw before, represents shalom. They were given the gift of shalom from Hashem, when Hashem gave it to Pinchas and all the future descendants. So the Kohen who is Shalom, when he is doing his Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, which is Shalom, ki hu Avodah hi bechinas bris Shalom, because the Avodah that the Kohanim do is referred to in this term as bris Shalom, kimoi shekosuv, hineni noisein loi. I'm giving Pinchas the privilege of continuing what his grandfather, what Aaron HaKohen and Elazar did. Because up until then, the kahuna, the privilege, was not necessarily going to be passed down to future generations. It was from Pinchas that Hashem said, now in his merit, because of the special deed that he did in Tikkun HaBris, and bringing and stopping the plague that was going to destroy the Jewish nation, Hashem said, I'm giving him and all future Kohanim this bris kehuna soilam, the hainu hu avoida, which means the privilege of doing the avoida in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. V'alkein, b'shas avoida, sheloivesh bigdei kehuna, mutar bohem shatnes. And therefore, a kohen, while he's doing the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, was allowed to wear shatnez, not just allowed, but adarabah, just the opposite, ze ikar mitzvosam. The mitzvah was to wear garments that had that were that combined wool and linen. Ki machmas shehu betachlis hashalom, because of the fact that the koyin is shalom, the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash is shalom. So that's a peak of shalom. Azai yochel lahachriya velasis shalom afilu bein semer upishtim. Then the kohen is able to bring about a peace, and between even between wool and linen, shem shnei hafochim, which are two opposites. Vizehu tachlis hashalom, and that's the ultimate shalom. What ki ikar milas hashalom kishoisin shalom ben shnei hafochim. The real specialness of peace is when you're able to make peace between two opposites. Kamei shekosov Rabbeinu Neira Yoyer, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 80 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein ikar mitzvas bigdei kohuna sheyu mikilayim. And therefore, one of the main requirements of the garments that the kohen wore while doing the avodah was that it should be from wool and linen. gam, another important point, tzorich lishmor habegodim miksomim. A Jew is required to be very careful to watch their clothing, that they should not be stained. Ulahamshich lahem lavnunis min hamoyach. And to draw whiteness into the clothing. Where does the whiteness come from? From the brain. Libuna demoicha, the white matter of the brain. Sheyu bebechinas begodim levonim, so that a person's clothing should be white garments. This doesn't mean necessarily literally white, it means clean. Kimuva kol ze b'maymar hayman, as Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in chapter 29 in Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas tikun habris, kama v'shivur shon. And that also represents tikun habris, as Rabbeinu Zal explains there. This whiteness of the garments versus stained garments. V'ze b'chinas reishis hagez hanitem l'koyein. And this is also related to this first shearing of the wool that we give to the koyein. Ki ha-koyein hu b'chinas chochma, b'chinas koydesh. The koyein represents chochma, holiness. V'alidei horeishis shenoysen loy, and by giving him the first wool, alidei ze mamshich lavnunis min hamoyach, that helps us draw this whiteness from the moyach, shehu b'chinas reishis chachma, because again we know that chachma is referred to as the first reishis. Umishom nimshach lavnunis ela begodim, and from there we draw this whiteness into our clothing, hanas migizas tzemer, which is made from wool, venasin b'chinas begodim levonim, and our clothing is given this status of pure clothing, white clothing. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes there in chapter 29, b'chol eis yu b'godecho levonim, you should see to it that your clothing at all times should be white, v'shemen al roishcha al yechsar, and there should never be lacking oil from your head. Shalidei shemen al roishcha, through the oil on the head, shehu b'chinas das, which represents das, intelligence. The Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus always refer to oil as das, seichel, the oil that from which the candle burns. The brain, the intellect of a person is compared to a candle. Bechinas shemen mishchas koidesh, the holy oil with which the Kohanim and the Kelim of the Beis Hamikdash and the kings were anointed. Bechinas ha-koyein ha-nimshach b'shemen, like the koyein who is anointed with this oil. Bechinas ka-shemen ha-toiv al-horoish, yoyred al-azokon, zikan aroin. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, like the wonderful oil on the head that flows down to the beard of Aaron ha-koyein. Al-yidei zeh yu begodecho levonim. When there's tikun hadas, which means there's no machloikis, there's sholoim, then the person is zoche to tikun habris, which means this whiteness of the garments, this purity of the garments. Baruch Hashem. Once again, I emphasize, this is halacha aleph. Rav Nosson Zal refers to Rabbeinu Zal as Neiro Yoyer, which means Rabbeinu Zal was living at the time, which means this was written early in Rav Nosson Zal's career, and you see the style of writing is very different from the later writing. It's much shorter, clipped, bim bam, and assuming sort of that you're familiar with the chapter on Likutei Moran, and take it from there. Any questions, please? Question in the chat. Why is there such a great difference between non-kosher foods and shatneys, that the former can never receive their tikkun and are totally forbidden, whereas the latter does have its place? Good question. There are differences. Clothing and food are not identical. It's two different types of tikkunim, of usages. We know, for example, when the Jews were in the Midbar, we're told that there were three great tzaddikim at the time, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, and Miriam HaNeviah. The food and drink, the mon and the be'er, were in the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu and Miriam. The clothing was in the zchus of Aaron HaKohen, the Anan HaKovod. maybe there also we see a connection between the Kohanim, that the Kohanim have a special connection to the garments, to the clothing, and therefore they have the ability to affect a tikkun. And again, what's non-kosher about clothing, this concept of wool and linen being opposites, is not what's non-kosher about food. It's a completely different type of non-kosher. So could be that's why, regarding shatnez, Kohanim are permitted and supposed to wear it in the clothing that they wear to do the service in the Beis HaMikdosh. Whereas in food, we don't have that same tikkun. Although, keep in mind that in food, the non-kosher portion of the food, the chalev, the non-kosher fats that we are not permitted to eat, that's what was offered on the Mizbeach as a korban for Hashem. And way earlier, in the first volume of Yoredeya, Rav Nosson Zal spoke a lot about that, as to why it's the chalev specifically that's a gift offering to Hashem that's offered on the Mizbeach. So each thing has its unique properties and its unique tikkun. Now, Rav Nosson Zal moves on to the next topic in Shulchan Aruch. This is chapter, what we just learned now is, I believe, chapter 333 in Yoredeya. The next chapter in Yoredeya, 334, is Hilchas Nidui V'Cherem, the laws regarding excommunication. And the chapter after that deals with Avelus. Remember, the way Rav Nosson Zal wrote Likut Halachis is, he wrote all the Halacha Alephs when he made a pass through the Shulchan Aruch. Then he went back to the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and learned it again, and wrote the Halacha Bezes and the Halacha Gimels. So it seems that in his first pass of Shulchan Aruch, he wrote this short Halacha on Reishis Hagez. We're going to have a short Halacha on Hilchas Nidui V'Cherem, and a short Halacha on Hilchas Avelus. And then Rav Nosson Zal goes back and gives us another four Halachas on Reishis Hagez. It seems that when he learned later, he came up with all kinds of new Chidushim on Reishis Hagez. So the next chapter in Shulchan Aruch over there is Hilchas Nidui V'Cherem, the laws regarding where a person, Chas V'Shalom, is excommunicated by the rabbis. Al Esrim V'Arbo Dvorim Menadin. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara and the Rambam, who say that there are 24 reasons why the rabbis would put a person in cherem, chas v'shalom. Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'ikar hanidui hu al pegam kvoi talmidei chachamim, oy al shepogam bedevrayim. If you study those 24 things, you see most of them are related to a person showing disrespect to the rabbis, or to the words of the rabbis. Ki talmidei chachamim marbim shalom boilam. Because Talmidei Chachamim are supposed to increase peace in the world. Kihem poiskin halachos. Because they learn Torah Shebal Peh, and one of the main reasons for learning Torah Shebal Peh is to determine the halacha, to learn it well enough that the person knows they finish learning a sugya topic in the Gemara, and then they study the Rishonim and the Achronim and come up with the final decision, the halacha. The Gemara says that that's the, one of the main goals in learning Gemara, la'asuke shmaitza eliba dehilchasa, to be able to come up with the maskana, the final understanding of a discussion in the Gemara, according to the halacha. Shaideze nase shalom, and by doing this, they're generating peace. There's no more conflict. There's no more maybe this, maybe that. We've come up with a decision. V'alkein kishepoigen bohem. And therefore, when a person, chas v'shalom, shows disrespect to the chachamim, chayiv nidui, that person deserves excommunication. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, umitevel yiniduhu, that from the world, the person is distanced, removed. Dahainu shemegarshin v'cholken oisei min oeda. They exile and separate that person from the community. Because this person was poigem in the aspect of shalom, which is unity. V'kemuva b'maymar hachaysamois b'tchilasoi. As Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in chapter 22 in Likut Imran, in the beginning. Shekeshenivgam hasholim shenasa idei tamidei chachomim, azai nase geiru shumachlekes. Rabbi Nizal shows there that when the peace that's supposed to be established through the rabbis, when that peace becomes spoiled or damaged, that causes exile and all kinds of conflict. Bechinas umitevel yeniduhu, to be excommunicated, removed from the world. Vezeh bechinas nidui, and this is what the concept of nidui is all about. Nidui is another term for cherem, excommunication. V'alkein osur ledaber, and therefore a person who is in nidui is forbidden to speak to other people. Ki ein loy peh, because he doesn't have a functioning mouth. Ki ikar hadibur bebechinas shalom, because what speech is really supposed to be about, what speech is really supposed to bring about, is shalom, peace. Kamei shekosev, as it says, adabro no shalom, please allow me to speak peace. Kemoi shemevayar Rabbeinu Neira Yoyer, and as Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in chapter 259 in Likutei Moran. I'm sorry, I believe it's in 259. Yes, in Likutei Moran. Ki malchus peh, because we know that as far as the spheroids are concerned, the mouth is associated with malchus. Ve'iker kiyum hamalchus alidei bechina sholim, and the whole establishment and permanence of kingdom is dependent on shalom. Bebchinas, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, hevu mispalalim bishloimo shel malchus, that we should pray for the peace of the king, of the kingdom. V'alkein hadibur shebebchinas malchus peh ikoroi alidei hashalom kanal, and therefore speech which is associated with malchus peh, the real speech is supposed to be shalom. V'hu pogam bebechinas tamidei chachamim hamarpim shalom. And this person who was put in cherem, this person went against the tamidei chachamim, who are the ones who increase peace. U'pogam bemalchus, and thereby he was pogam in malchus. Why? Kiman malki rabbonan, because the Gemara says, who are the kings of the Jewish people? The rabbis. Because through the halachos that the Talmidei Chachamim are zoche to derive from the Torah Shebal Peh, through that they generate peace. And that's a major tikkun for the malchus, shehi bechinas halacha, which is associated with halacha. We know the malchus is also associated with the feet, which is the walking of the person, halacha, halicha. Shetikuna alidei hasholim, of which the tikkun is through peace. Vezeh shepogam b'talmidei chachamim alkein osur b'dibur. And this person who went against the talmidei chachamim, therefore, for that person, speech is forbidden. V'alkein osur ba'arba amoy shaloi. And this explains also why people are not allowed to get close to such a person. We're not allowed to enter within that person's dalet amos, a circle of dalet amos surrounding that person. Ki kol odom yesh loy arba amos, because the Torah tells us, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchos Shabbos and other places, that each person has a domain, my place. My place is the Dalet Amos, inside of which I stand. Ve'elu hu arba amos heim bebechinas malchus. And that place of a person, that's the malchus of the person. Bebechinas arba amos shel halacha. As we find a term used in the Gemara, that a person should try to get into the arba amos of halacha. That's the terminology that's used about it, about the limud of halacha. Bechinas the Gemara says that since the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the joy that Hashem has is from the Arba Amos of Halacha. כי הארבע עמי של כל אדם הם זכן לי והם רשוסי. Because the Torah teaches us that wherever I am, the four amos surrounding me, that's mine. That's considered my domain. If something falls into that area, I acquire it by the fact that it's in my domain. Nemtza shehu bebchinas malchus aleihem. So that the person rules over that area. Ukishe'enoi nechlak mimalkei rabbanon. And when the person is not chas v'shalom in conflict with the kingdom, the kings, the kingdom of the rabbis, azay zoyche ba'arba amoysov, al-yidei tamid ha-chomim, she'im b'chinas malchus, b'chinas arba amishalachav. Then, that person is zoyche, that his arba amos work for him, they acquire for him, they're good, because he's connected to the rabbis, who are the malchus, who are these arba amos shel halacha. Aval kishepogam bohem, however, when the person goes against the rabbis, v'nechlak mehem, and he's in conflict with them, he separates himself from them, azay nevgomim arba amosav. Then that person's arba amos become damaged, and therefore we are not allowed to enter into that person's dalet amos. The final paragraph in this halacha, paragraph dalet, v'alkein chayev b'chalitzas minol. And this is also why a person who is put in cherem is required to remove their shoes. They're not allowed to wear leather shoes. Ki minol do itza, because the shoes correspond to the wife. The Gemara says a person should sell everything he has to make sure he has good shoes. And the Gemara says a person should sell everything he has and marry a bas talmud chacham. There are many connections between the woman and the shoes. We find that when Moshe Rabbeinu, his first meeting with the Shekhinah at the burning thorn bush, he was told, Shal na'olecha me'al raglecha, remove the shoes from your feet, because the place that you're standing now is a very holy place. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to separate from his wife. V'hu bibchinas kosnos oyer, the shoes correspond to the leather garments which Adam and Chava wore after they ate from the Eitz Hadas. Bechinas Malach Memtes, which is associated with the Malach Memtes, this angel in heaven. What's the connection there? We've spoken about this in the past, that Kaviyochel, Hashem has his closest assistant among the Malachim, is this angel, the Malach Memtes. And the Gemara and the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that during the 6 days of the week, this Malach is in charge. On Shabbos Kaviyochel, Hashem takes over Kaviyochel. Obviously, this Malach is completely under the supervision and control of Hashem. But we're told that this Malach is associated with the 6 days of the week. The 6 days of the week are the concept of kosher, pasul, tamei, toher, asur, mutter, like the six sections of Mishnah in which we have these debates that I just listed, these three sets of debates. Kosher, pasul, tamei, toher, asur, mutter, which is this concept of a mixture of good and bad. It's brought that the Eitz Hadas was toiv and ra. Ra is bigamatria 270, toiv is bigamatria 17. Together it's 287, plus the koilel it's 288. That's toiv and ra, and that's also chesed and gevura. Chesed is 72, gevura is 216, together bigamatria 288. So this concept of toiv and ra, chesed and gvura, this is the concept of the Eitz Hadas, which was toiv and ra. And the result of the Eitz Hadas was that Hashem gave Adam and Chava these garments of leather. It's brought that the word eruv means a mixture, eruv or eruv means a mixture, ayin, yud, resh, vav, beis. The word eruv, which is a mixture, is ayin beis and resh yud vav. Ayin Beis is 72, which is Chesed. Resh Yud Vav is 216, which is Gevura. So the word Iruv is this combination of Toiv and Ra, Chesed and Gevura. It's brought that the word, this same word Iruv, is the letters Oyer B, Oyer Ayin Vav Resh, that we have here, which is leather. The word Oyer means leather or skin, or it's sometimes used to refer to the nails, this Oyer. So it's brought that the Eitz Hadas, which was this Toiv and Ra, this mixture, is this Oyer B. It has this leather, that it would result in these leather garments for Adam and Chava, which was instead of the garments of light which they had previously. Before the Pegam HaBris, we're told that Adam and Chava didn't need clothing. They were clothed in kosnas oyer, garments of oyer, aleph vav resh, garments of leather. As a result of the Pegam of the Eitz Hadas, now they needed physical clothing. What kind of clothing? Clothing of skin, of oyer, or leather, or nail, tzipornayim. It's different terms that are brought. And this is all related to this Malach Memtes, who represents a lower level. Compared to Hashem, Kaviyochel Hashem is Shabbos, the Malach Memtes is the 6 days of the week. Hashem, in heaven, there's the two highest level yeshivas in heaven. We're told that the yeshiva of the Malach Memtes, there, that's called Mesifta Derekiah. There's arguments, kosher, pasul, tamei tor, just like in the Mishnah, in the Torah Sheba'al Peh. There's a higher level yeshiva, the yeshiva of HaKadosh, where Hashem himself is the Rosh Yeshiva. That's called the Mesifta Ilah. There's no machlokes. There's just psak halacha. There's just final decision, that kind of thing. So here, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that the shoes, which are generally leather, this kosnasor, which is associated with the Malach Memtes, which is associated with Mishnah, which is this concept of kosher, pasul, tamei tor, osur mutar. V'al kein amar Rabbi Sein Zal, and this is why the Gemara tells us, lo'olam yimkor adam kol ma sheyesh loy v'yikach min olayim l'raglav, that a person should be willing to sell everything they have in order to make sure they have shoes for their feet. Because the shoes are a major protection for the person. Because shoes are worn on the feet. And that's where a person needs the greatest protection from them, from the klipos, from the sitrachra. Because we know, again, when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem cursed the Adama, the ground is cursed. So if a person isn't wearing shoes, they're walking barefoot on the ground, they're making contact, close contact, Hashem. Kihein bechinas halochois, bechinas malach memteskanal. Because again, the shoes on the feet are associated with these halochois, this malach memtes. Bechinas minol shel Talmid Chachamim, the shoes of Talmid Chachamim. V'al kein, Talmud Chacham osur loy leilech yachaf. And this is why it's brought that especially a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to walk barefoot. V'al kein, ze shepogam b'Talmid Chachamim, and therefore a person who insulted a Talmud Chacham or showed any major disrespect to a Talmud Chacham, sheheim poisken ha-halochos, the Talmid Chachamim are the ones who make paskan halacha, al kein chayev b'chalitzas minol. That's why this person must remove their leather shoes. V'al kein al esrim varbo dvorim enadim, and this is why there are 24 things for which a person could be put in chayrim, ki hamalchus hu b'chinas esrim v'arba sforim, because the malchus is represented by the 24 books of the Torah. There's a pasuk, Bi malachim yimloichu, through me kings will rule, me being the Torah. Bibchinas v'samti kadkoid shem shesayich. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya Novi, which the Arizal expounds on, that term kadkoid, chof dalid, chof dalid. And the Arizal shows, learns from that pasuk, again, that this number 24 is especially associated with Malchus and associated with the 24 books of Tanakh, the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. We know also that the number 24 is related to the 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusai Le'olam Voed, where we declare the Malchus of Hashem. And also Rabbeinu Zalman Likutei Moran speaks about the 24 courts in heaven. Baruch Hashem. Any questions, please? Question in the chat. Ra means bad. While we cannot say that Gvura is something inherently bad, so why is there such correspondence between Toiv and Ra and Chesed and Gvura? This goes back to something we're stressing many times, that there's Kedusha and there's the opposite. There are Sfirois of Kedusha, there's Chesed of Kedusha and Gvura of Kedusha, and there are Sfirois of the Sitra. There's a Chesed of the Sitra Achra and a Gvura of the Sitra Achra. There's a concept of Toiv and Ra that can be in everything. Within Toiv, you can have Toiv and Ra. Within Chesed, you can have good Chesed and bad Chesed. So it's not a contradiction, it's not a problem. We need to know that it's always based on the context that we're referring to, based on what we're dealing with, whether these terms Chesed and Gvura are within the framework of Kedusha, or whether we're speaking of Chesed and Gvura within the framework of the Sitra Achra. Toiv and Ra. There can be Toiv and Ra within the framework of Kedusha. A person eats glatt kosher meat on Shabbos Kodesh, and it's super holy. And the person finishes eating that. From that meat, there's the fats on it that the person doesn't want to eat. It's unhealthy. It's that removes it. And when the person eats the food, the good part of the food is digested and becomes part of the person. And the ra, a certain ra in that food, has to be excreted, removed from the body. So that this is something that's involved in everything, this toiv and ra. A question in the chat. The Ramchal was put into Cheirim. Could I clarify this? The answer is, unfortunately, I heard about it. I'm not familiar with the details of what were involved. I know the Ramchal wrote the Sefer Mesilas Yeshorim, which Rabbeinu Zal says is required and recommended reading in a very high level, one of the most basic Sifrei Musar. However, the Ramchal wrote a lot of other Sfarim, which are related to Kabbalah, and his Derech in Kabbalah, I believe, did not conform necessarily with the path of the Arizal, and certain more standard type paths. Unfortunately, I did not hear any discussion on this from my Rebbes, from Rav Rosenfeld, from my other Rebbes. I know they did not really, there are people that are very focused on Ramchal and some of these people like who are interested in Machshava, people who don't want to learn Kabbalah, but they want to learn Kabbalah. That's one of the addresses that they use. But again, from what I saw, my Rebbes and the Chassidish Gedolim, the vast majority of them are much more focused on the direction of the Arizal and his Talmidim and those that followed that path. We'll hold it over here for now. Tomorrow is Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We have the topic of Avelus. It's a short halacha. Rabbeinu Zal said that when a person is learning in Yonim of Avelus, they shouldn't delve too much into it, so that it shouldn't chas v'shalom bring upon a person, you know, that type of thing. Mitzvah Shem, we should be zeichet that our learning of it should be a shmira, that to give us life, we should be zeichet to live, and to live a chaim toif, and the right kind of life, and be zeichet to see Klal Yisrael, to see an end, chas v'shalom, to all the misos, all the harigos, and all the pain and suffering of Klal Yisrael. And a complete and final gula shleima b'mehira b'yameinu, amen v'yamein.
Quick question, Rav. Just want to understand, when Rav's doing fundraising with Kiruv, and he's out, and then he's maybe in front of someone who says, pardon my French, and unloads words that we're not used to, how does Rav handle that. In other words, makshava. With Dibor, we're not gonna correct anyone. Mm-hmm. But it really bothers me. It really upsets me that Yidden they have a mouth that's like from the toilet.
Be careful who you're talking about. You're talking about Hashem's kids. It's not Yidden, it's some people who weren't educated necessarily to know how serious an item this is. In Rabbeinu Zal Sforim, we're taught about the Bris HaLoshon, Bris HaMoer. Rabbeinu Zal, a majority of Rabbeinu Zal's teachings are about Dibur. Everything, you know, of Kedusha and the opposite. Unfortunately, many people, many Jews are not educated to be taught how special, how important the Dibur is, and therefore how careful a person should be to avoid all types of forbidden Dibur, including the term Nivel Peh. Nivel Peh means profanity, any type of profanity. When we see somebody that uses that type of language, we feel sorry for them, and a person has to pray. We have to daven that those words shouldn't do any harm, my hearing those words. Here again, you have singers, Rachmona Letzlan, rap singers, other singers, where it's normal and natural for them to include profanity. We need to know that that's a red line. That's something that we stay far, far away from. And in the Tfila Zaka that we say on Erev Yom Kippur, which is one of the most incredible tfilos, where a person expresses everything they'd like to say about tshuva, when it speaks about dibur there, it lists all the different types of sinful dibur that I might have said or I might have heard, chas v'shalom. We should be zeichet to educate ourselves and our families and anyone who we can educate as to how special our mouth is. And that if a person avoids those kind of things, then the words that come out of their mouth can be very effective, whether it's tefillah, whether it's trying to influence someone's wife or husband or children. A person wants their words to be effective to keep their mouth clean, you know, all types of cleanliness. Baruch Hashem.